RTE's Director General Dee Forbes is to appear before the Public Accounts Committee today to discuss the state funding provided to the national broadcaster. She's expected to outline the extent of financial losses to RTE as a result of licence fee evasion. RTE estimates that it's lost €65 million as a result both of licence fee evasion and the growing number of no TV households that are ineligible to pay the charge. Its previous estimate of this loss of funding was €50 million. Laura Slattery is media columnist with the Irish Times, and she's with us now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
In a statement, RTE say that contrary to some reports, RTE is not seeking a hike in the TV licence fee. What do they want?
What RTE wants is wider reform of the licence fee collection system. So, yes, it is estimating that its loss to licence fee evasion and the number of no TV households that are, in fact, ineligible to pay the charge is now €65 million a year, up from its previous estimate of €50 million. And what it wants is, first of all, an improved collection mechanism of the licence fee itself. And also, you know, this is a long-standing wish, a redefinition of the fee, so it's not completely tied to the type of device that people have in their homes, because as we know, there's a growing percentage of homes that don't have a traditional TV set, and so, you know, they're just not eligible to pay the charge. And the latest figures that RTE has is that this is 15% of households, or about 282,000 homes. So it is seeking reform to bridge that gap, and it doesn't necessarily have to involve an increase in the rate itself, which is 160 a year.
Yeah, it's been €160 since 2008 when it went up by €2. Aren't there plans to change the fee completely? Isn't there a commission looking at this?
That's right. The Future of Media Commission looked at this last year and made recommendations to government that haven't been published yet. The understanding was that, in fact, they had called for RTE to be funded directly by the Exchequer, and that members of the Cabinet were against this. I mean, that would actually entail a huge change to how not just RTE, but the wider creative media sector in Ireland is funded. And it would break the link, I suppose, between citizens and art media, and really throw out the window, I suppose, a system of public service broadcasting that we've had in the country since the 1960s.
In a statement seen by Morning Ireland, Dee Forbes will tell the Public Accounts Committee that the licence fee system on which Ireland's national public service media is reliant is utterly broken. And she'll go on to say that losses to national public service media funding are now estimated, as we said, to be €65 million annually. RTE cannot continue to deliver its remit for the people of Ireland without adequate public funding. What about pay at RTE?
Yes, the Public Accounts Committee is likely to be more interested in how RTE spends the almost €200 million that it receives every year in licence fee funding, and roughly half of that goes on personnel costs. The committee is going to be interested in see how it pays both its top presenters, but also the rank and file of RTE staff. There's more than 1,800 staff of RTE, and despite a redundancy scheme last year, that's still a very high number of people.
What about the gender pay gap at the broadcaster?
That's right. In 2017, RTE found that there was a 4% gender pay gap at the organisation, which, although that does compare well to national averages, there's probably a scope for a broader review of gender pay at RTE, and also a more up-to-date one. And following on from that exercise now, Willis Towers Watson have been appointed to do a sort of wider review of pay grades at RTE. There's more than 160 different pay grades at RTE. It's a very complex personnel arrangements, and that exercise is now going to take place this year.
Laura, thank you. That's Laura Slattery, media columnist at the Irish Times.